CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We'll send this, but we like to do these stories when Walsh is here. Skydiving death.
Yeah.
He was an expert, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. This one was.
What kind of trick did he? It was unplanned trick in the sky.
Yeah. So apparently, I think this is from England. It's a parachuting team called the Red Devils.
Yeah.
And this guy was one of the best, and he apparently tried to pull an unplanned maneuver with another skydiver when they were falling.
That's probably something you want to do then. You
know? This guy
maybe plan it.
Did they describe said unplanned maneuver?
Yeah. So this guy's name is Dean Walton, 36 years old, skydiving expert who had more than 10,000 jumps.
10,000.
And was involved in training UK Special Forces parachuters. So I mean, this guy was an expert. Afghanistan veteran. So they were jumping, I believe this was somewhere in, it says near Seville in Spain in October. Yeah. And
you haven't actually found a way to say Spain different, puss.
Yeah. España.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, come on.
I should shut up.
España. You gotta like lisp that S.
Yeah, but you're really not sounding Spanish at all there.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Yeah. No. So
maybe because he's not Spanish.
Yeah, but he does a pretty good Brazil, you know, although
Brazil.
I hate it.
Brazil.
What about that skinny country, the southwest?
Chile.
That one.
South America.
Crazy.
Chile.
Yeah.
Yeah, so him and this other dude were jumping, and let's see.
They're jumping separately now.
They're jumping separately. Right? Yeah, they were jumping separately. And he was trying to do a canopy stacking maneuver.
So the other guy is right below, right above his parachute.
Yeah, and they said he was wearing a smaller canopy because he's more experienced. I guess you can do that when you have this.
I think you can actually move around more.
Right, just like you use a smaller punching bag if you're really good.
Yeah, so
you don't need as much parachute.
It says in order for him to land on the other guy's canopy safely, he would have had to brake hard, which would be to deflate the canopy, you know, and then cause it. He did that, and apparently he couldn't get it to reinflate, and he landed on the other guy's canopy, causing it to deflate.
Both dead?
So now they're both plummeting to the earth together, and the guy whose canopy he fell on finally just detached, pulled his secondary canopy.
Yeah, I would too.
And they said
he had the two. That's a Sophie's choice there.
And
they said
other guy,
that is absolutely protocol. They said the guy on the bottom, the lower guy, if this happens,
lots of power bottom. Yeah,
you're supposed to detach and pull away. And so he did. The other guy couldn't.
Knowing the other guy's probably going to die.
Right.
But
yeah,
they're both going to die unless he does it.
So the accident happened at 3,000 feet, which is very low.
That's close to the moon. How about it, Nick?
Yeah. Right there.
Didn't you say the moon was about 3,000 feet one time?
Seems like it. Sometimes when it's like huge, sometimes it looks like it's real close.
It's right there.
But they said the second guy cut away finally.
Well, you said the other day, you said you know two things. I love that quote. I know two things.
Just trying to figure out what they are.
I don't know. Top five cookies. Nick knows two things. We'll figure those out someday. We'll push that down the road.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. So they said the second guy cut away around 2,000 feet.
Right.
What does cutting away mean?
He released his main parachute so that he could...
And had a separate one.
Right. And then was able to separate from the tangled mess of people and canopies that was causing the problem.
Did the other guy not have a backup?
Well, he couldn't get untangled in time.
He was all just engulfed probably in the other one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And they said all this happened over the course of basically 3 seconds. But at that altitude, he said it felt like forever. He cut away. He lived. The other guy went straight to the ground at full speed.
Thump.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's very dead.
Yeah.
They actually list his injuries in here. It was...
Do they bounce?
Good question.
Doesn't say here.
Depending on the ground, I guess, right?
Probably.
Depending on the surface you hit, you know.
Yeah, like if it's made of tartan, if it's bouncy like a track.
Or yeah. I would think that'd be kind of hard, though, too. Do they bounce off like just dirt?
I think when you're going that fast, there probably ain't much bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. The post-mortem carried out in Spain found that he died of polytrauma, including fracturing both ankles, injuries to his face, and quote-unquote severe injuries to his chest, spine, and head.
So yeah, everything but the last group of injuries
on his feet.
Survival.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, and they cleared the other skydiver of any wrongdoing. They said everything that he did.
On his feet. Why did he land on his feet? I guess he just kept coming down that way, huh?
Well, he was probably tangled up and had no idea what way was up, you know?
And that's instinct, you know, to slide in.
Yeah. But the second guy did everything correct. He did everything he should have done. This dude, the one who was the quote-unquote expert.
10,000 jumps, man, and an expert, man. That's sad.
Yeah, he's very dead now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of these dudes. They said he would do 12, 14 jumps a day during some of these practice sessions.
Probably most of them with his clothes on.
Boring.
Naked all the time. It's boring. His wiener was bruised.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I went down a rabbit hole yesterday. Late in the show, we were talking about years ago, I creeped on a pole vaulter from the University of Kansas.
Yeah, yes, you did.
And then we creeped on a young lady who was part of the track and field team in Nebraska. But I got interested in the pole vault.
First of all, let's go back to that girl in Nebraska. She was gorgeous. Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't find her.
I gotta ask. And,
unlike who?
That girl from Kansas. I wanted to apologize for spurning her advances. After we talked about her, because she got a hold of me.
She had a daddy thing going on, obviously.
And then I was wondering, how do you pole vault? And I ran across, and
my
this buddy is actually
high school pole vaulted.
Right, from the University of Nebraska.
Yep.
The pole vaulter there, I don't have her name right offhand, but there's a Twitter video on her Twitter account. Here she is. It's Jessica Gardner, and she is trying to teach Chief Powers. Do you know that name? He's a football player.
Yeah.
Okay. She's trying to teach him how to pole vault. And just all the elements that are involved. You've got to be fast.
The strength.
It sounds like a broken neck waiting to happen.
Yeah. You've got to be strong. You have to have body control. You have to have technique.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't recall there being pole vaulting at my high school, but I'm sure many of the bigger schools in North Dakota did.
We had it. My buddy was a pole vaulter in high school. Now, granted, he wasn't like an expert like you see in college where they go really high. But,
I mean,
I don't know what the record was, but he was also a tall, lanky, athletic guy. So, I shouldn't say lanky, but he was tall and really athletic.
I'm pretty sure those Olympic guys get to 20 feet now. I think it's close to 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, I think they do.
I'm not sure what the record is.
Are you going to try
it? You ever see the videos where they go up and then they land, their ass lands right on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the pole. Yeah, that looks painful.
How many times when you're learning to do that, do you get about halfway up the slingshot and go, oh, not going to make it, and then just crash back down to the track?
I want to talk to someone who has pole vaulted.
Doesn't college don't they have helmets now in college?
The football does.
There was in pole vaulting because a kid died because it is hard. A hard area behind the mat.
Yeah, it's and just the track.
Yeah, some kid hit his head. I think I looked that up, Puss. I swear he was a Penn State pole vaulter that died doing that.
Oh, no.
And there was talk about, this is years ago, there was talk about making them wear helmets in college. You know.
Well, can't they make that pad bigger?
Well, it's just one of those situations. He just kind of went sideways or something like that. It was a rare accident, but, you know, your head hits somewhere.
It doesn't seem like they're required to, no.
No, they're not now. They're not now. But write a pole vaulting head injury or something like
Kevin
that.
Kevin Dare.
That. Right. Oh, you got his name?
Yeah.
Who do you pole vault for?
Penn State.
Man, I am like the Rain Man. Yeah.
That's not good all
the time.
How do
I know that? What year is that?
Looks like it was 2002.
Okay, yeah.
In this video, they don't show anybody actually making a vault, but
this guy
training,
died. Yeah, this guy
they're
died.
Training to make the vault.
Yeah,
and you know,
we got a pole vaulter listening to us. I'm
most
sure
high schools,
an ex pole vaulter,
don't have this kind of facility. This is the University of Nebraska. You know, it looks like a football. Well, it's actually a track practice facility.
Yeah.
It looks like
indoor track is huge at NCAA.
Oh, sure.
That's a whole season.
Seems like some states may require high school pole vaulters to wear helmets.
Okay, high school, got it.
And they look kind of just like skateboarding helmets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, just to protect you a little bit.
Like, if you land on your neck would be the main concern.
Yeah. I would worry about breaking my neck.
I guess you're just worried about anything hitting your head, you know?
Break your neck.
Well, there's a lot of timing involved, too. You got to be going fast and plant that pole at the right time and jump at the right time, invert your body at the right time, flop yourself over the bar. It's incredible.
Well, I know you're a creeper, so what she look like, Todd?
Oh, she's very cute.
Okay, there you go.
I wouldn't be afraid I would just get
lied. Yeah. I'm not saying it again. That was yesterday's show. I'll be nicer today.
Low bar. Yeah. I would just be afraid I would get impaled by the pole. Like, you know, go run.
That happens sometimes.
And then you plant it in that little spot, and you go to lift up, and it just right in the chest.
It looks like there's
the impaling part is when, because it's not in front of you, Puss, so you're kind of beside it.
Yeah, you're assuming I'm going to be good at it.
No, but you get over the top of the bar, and the pole's up there, and you've seen guys actually hit it then.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's just so many things that can go wrong in that sequence of events.
Yeah, I'm going to assume if I tried that, I would not get more than a foot off the ground.
No, I think
something bad would happen.
If you could pole vault, you're
right up your vagina.
You're a
right
pretty vagina, amazing athlete. Because you've got a lot of balance, body control, strong.
Well, plus,
you have to be gymnast strong to do that.
It's a ballsy thing. It's a ballsy thing to even try. Go that fast holding a pole like that, just sticking it down.
Yeah, and the pros who get two stories high.
I know.
There's that. There's the falling 20 feet in case you miss the cushion.
Yeah, I think the cushion should be huge.
It is. The Penn State guy fell back. I think he fell back for some reason.
Yeah, that's the current world record was set this year in Eugene, Oregon, 6.23 meters. So, what's that? 19
that's about
feet?
4 feet.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you're close. Yeah.
Don't be the meters on me. How many feet?
That's
is
what they
that?
Quoted it in me
know,
right here.
I
don't
know.
But
give me something I can figure out in my head, man. How many feet is that, Todd?
That's over 20 feet.
Oh, we've had a coffee spill here. This is the first coffee spill of the new studio.
Oh, good.
So cleanup at Todd's station. What was your question?
Brad, the insult mug would be all over you.
6.23 meters. That's it's over 20 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say that's got to be close to 20 feet.
All right.
And that's the record?
That's the world record. Just set this year in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, that's where they have those a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a big college.
That's track and field mecca right there, Eugene, Oregon.
It was a Swedish guy.
Both those movies were about that runner. They were good movies, too.
Prefontaine.
Yeah. Prefontaine, and the other one was called... they were both good. One was Billy Crudup, and one was... Jared Leto, I believe.
Was it?
There were two movies about his life.
Yeah.
And I liked them both. It was almost like... you know, Tombstone and Wyatt Earp, although Tombstone was
better. One was just called Pre.
One was called Pre.
And one was called Prefontaine. Okay. Yeah. And you were Jared Leto plays the title character in the other one.
Don't challenge me.
Wow. Without Limits in 1998. That's the other one.
I think the Crudup one was better.
That's the one with Billy Crudup.
Yeah.
And then Prefontaine is the one with Jared Leto.
Hey, Todd and Tyler's Track and Field segment right there. You know we're crispy. You know we're crispy.
Branching out.
Track and field. Yeah. Right.
So if you pole vaulted, we'll take that call.
Or if you broke your neck trying.
Yeah. All right. Successfully or not.
Covering every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.